This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
I know this is an old cliche, but it's ever true. The ball game is never over until the final out, especially in an all-star game. And how well I remember this one. Detroit, Briggs Stadium, 1941. And the 55,000 fans were ready for a show. Little realizing that a year from that date, many of the men on the field would be wearing another kind of uniform. This day, they came to see DiMaggio, Greenberg, and someone named Bob Feller. And a new sports sensation, just a kid named Ted Williams. Ted Williams had joined the American League in Boston 2 years before, and he had pitchers still trying to find a formula for getting him out. Because as this All-Star game approached, he was holding a fabulous 405 batting mark. Now, naturally, this didn't make the National League starter feel too secure. I opened the pitching for the American League, successfully cutting them down by pitching to nine men the first three innings. The National League took care of us in a similar fashion. Cincinnati's Paul Derringer gave up a run in the fourth, and Ted Williams sent another American League tally across with a double in the sixth. Meanwhile, Archie Vaughn of the Pittsburgh Pirates held the hottest National League bat and slammed a pair of home runs. So the American League came to bat in the bottom of the eighth. They were trailing in the All-Star game by a score of 5-2. Edgar Smith held the National League scoreless in the top of the ninth. Paso retired the first American leaguer at the bottom of the ninth. But Cleveland's Ken Kempner, in a pinch hit role, singled off shortstop Eddie Miller's glove. Cecil Travis of Washington was next, and he walked, sending Kempner to second and bringing up DiMaggio to the plate. By now, the fans were starting for the exits, while at the same time, almost en masse, they were yelling for Joe to hit a home run. Instead, he sent a grass cutter at Miller, which had double play written all over it. Miller scooped the ball up, fired to second to force Travis. DiMaggio, however, was safe at first. There were two outs, two runners on base, the score, National League 5, American League 4. Next batter up, the kid, Ted Williams. We'll finish the game in 60 seconds. Ted went through his little ritual, which has now become so familiar. His left foot scuffed a little dirt, then he bounced on the balls of both feet. He squeezed his bat as he waited for the first pitch from Paso. Foul, strike one. Two more pitches were wide, and Ted wanted no part of them. Paso fired again, and this time Ted swung. The bat cracked, and the ball sailed far and high into the right field seats. Kempner, DiMaggio, and of course the kid Ted Williams scored. The American League had won, 7-5. And that Williams homer that day was but a prelude to many, many more he was to hit to break up a game before he retired.